Good morning and welcome to Q95's Morning News for today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2013. I am Karen Moyes. In local headlines, countdown is on to UWP 25th anniversary celebration. From the region, Abu Bakr is a no-show at Commission of Inquiry. And internationally, Iran and Syria to dominate UN Assembly. The Morning News is brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolf Thomas Enterprise, J. Estefan & Company Limited, Digicel, and Fresh Vitamins. Details of these stories are coming up.
Rudolf Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolf Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolf Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolf Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolf Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolf Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Dutch Lady Milk.
Ask the fans, right place, right price. The Dutch Lady Milk, pure milk, the milk of champions for all the family.
Dutch Lady Milk, drink it up, vitamins and nutrients. You wanna stay fit? It's great for the family. Drink it, mix it, blend it up, make a tasty drink, pour it in your cup. Infants, children and adults, Dutch Lady Milk, yes, drink it up.
Dutch Lady, the milk of champions, available at a shop or supermarket near you. Our local distributors, J. Astafan & Company Limited, 65 King George 5th Street, Roseau. Dutch Lady Milk, Astafan's, right place, right price.
Send more, send rides, talk and text all day, all night.
Talk, 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 chat it up, 7 days, you've got that right.
You've got that right. Dial *134*30 number sign for your unlimited 7-day pass to talk and text. Only with Digicel, Dominica's bigger, better network.
Get healthy, get healthy.
Fresh Vitamins stocks a full range of quality supplements from brands like Solaray, Cal, Source Naturals, and Nature's Way. Join our club and save up to 20% every day. Fresh Vitamins is new to Dominica. We're at number 7, Great George Street, on the ground floor opposite the Woodstone Shopping Mall in Roseau. Call us at 500-5113 or come into Fresh Vitamins today and get healthy.
Get healthy, get healthy.
Welcome back to this morning's news. The countdown is on, says United Workers' Party UWP leader Lennox Linton. Members, supporters and well-wishers of the party will convene at Londonderry on Sunday, September 29th, as the party celebrates its 25th anniversary. Linton says it is a time of reflection for the party as they prepare for re-election into government.
At this point, 25 years later, there's so much that we have to reflect on, and there's so much that we have to look forward to as the party prepares itself for government once again. When you select political parties for the responsibility of government, it's always good to be able to have a record of what they're capable of in government. And you look back on the record of the United Workers Party and you see the significant things that were done for the uplift of Dominica in 4.5 short years. And you compare those visionary movements with what you have seen or not seen under the Labour Party government for the last 14 years. And that creates an excitement about what is to come. That creates an excitement about things we can do differently to ensure that Dominica moves forward at a much faster pace than it is going right now.
The UWP leader is promising an exciting gathering come the 29th of September 2013.
I'm hearing from lots of people right around Dominica. They want to just assure us that they'll be there to share the event. Young people are coming on board with this. You have constituencies that are making their arrangements and are reporting some favorable movements now in terms of the number of buses they've been able to secure to move people to Londonderry on Sunday the 29th. It's going to be really very exciting. We have a couple of guests coming from overseas to join us for the event. And we ourselves are going to be focused on the new Dominica, the Dominica that we would like to see emerge, where there is equal opportunity, where there is significant job creation, where there is more confidence from the international community, the donor community, the investment community.
Mr. Lennox Linton, Dominica will join the other members of the Eastern Caribbean Central Union, the ECCU, as they get set to hold Financial Information Month in October. The month-long activities will be held under the theme Reshaping Our Future Starting Now, a theme designed to inspire and challenge all citizens of the ECCU to take action at individual, business and institutional levels that will result in stronger financial foundations and higher levels of economic growth. According to the ECCB, FIM seeks to begin the process of educating the citizens of the ECCU on the basis of financial management and consumer skills in order to set the framework for financially stable consumers of financial products and services. In that regard, a number of initiatives aimed at preparing citizens to make financial decisions that can result in an improvement in their quality of life have been planned by various financial institutions, ministries of education and finance. One social worker on island is calling on parents to pay closer attention to their young children. Francis Joseph made this call following the wide distribution of pornographic material largely involving the island's youth. He says the idea of socialization is no longer what it used to be, and as a result, there is the need for an even greater effort on the part of parents and guardians in monitoring their children.
Before, we had our churches, we had First Communion, we had confirmation, people enjoyed it. You go home, you had fun, you invite your friends, you take some photos, you share it. We had positive village feasts where people enjoyed. The church was involved, the community was involved, and there was local partnership with everybody. So the youth group, our young people, the guides, the brownies, they had a big role in those things. We don't see much of those social organizations anymore having an impact of our young people as far as socialization is concerned. We had beach outings. People will come together, hire a bus and go. Your parents knew where you're going. There was an adult there to monitor you to see what's happening, that you are protected and not be involved in any antisocial activities. Those things don't seem to be happening anymore. So we go for the instant gratification, which is come, go, and you know, people just expose themselves. We have to ask ourselves again, the parents of these young children, are they monitoring them? Where are they? Who is having influence on those children?
The Portsmouth Secondary School will on Friday, 27 September, host its fourth annual reward ceremony at the RBD Cinema. The ceremony will be held under the theme, Aspiring to be Shining Examples of Excellence. The PSS reward ceremony is held on the last Friday of September each school year. It is a student-centered activity during which positive behaviors by students are recognized, celebrated, and rewarded. According to a release from the PSS, students and teachers will get the opportunity to showcase their talent by providing entertainment during the ceremony. Students and parents will also be treated to a short, inspiring address by a motivational speaker. One local artist is calling on other artists on island to work together to promote their music, rather than work against each other in their quest to gain popularity and preference from fans. In recent times, band members and song leaders have used their music to throw negative comments at each other, a move some artists believe brings division rather than unity. Local artist Marvin Messiah Gervier, who recently launched a new music video, supports the idea for artists to work on collaborations to build the music industry in Dominica.
We should actually stay focused, try to get our music out there. I believe in collabo, so instead of trying to diss another artist, to get to where you want to reach. I would rather an artist trying to at least collab. We can work business, we can find something, we can work to the studio, we can get something recorded. It's going to bring the same exposure. If it's a material where video is needed, we have the connects, we make magic, we make something happen. That is what I have to say concerning that midweek, these other bands sending all over the place.
The UNDP Caribbean Youth Think Tank, in collaboration with the National Youth Council of Dominica, will host a youth meetup event dubbed Sexual Stigma Discrimination as a response to the outbreak of local pornographic material in Dominica, as well as to address social stigmas and discrimination. Coordinator of the symposium, Delroy Williams, says the event is designed to find solutions for social and youth issues by engaging young people in meaningful discussions and debate.
The objective of the symposium is to empower young persons to participate in open discussion about relevant issues in the society, to also inform policy makers about areas affecting youth. One of the things that we intend to do during the symposium, first and foremost, is to address the issue by having two persons giving testimonials. We will also be doing a communique that involves video production, three 30-second videos. We also intend to implement a youth task force to look at ways of raising awareness about the various issues that come up at the event.
The event will be held today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2013, from 4:30 p.m. at the Roseau Youth Center on High Street. The UNDP Caribbean Youth Think Tank and the National Youth Council invite all young persons and interested individuals to the activity as they seek youth-led initiatives to effectively address youth and social issues. And that's our local news. From the region, prominent Barbadian jurist Sir David Simmons Monday called on the Trinidad and Tobago government to review the Commission of Inquiry legislation after the leader of the Jahamat al-Muslimin group failed to appear before the commission probing the circumstances that led to the failed 1990 coup against the then government of Prime Minister A.N.R. Robinson. This is the second occasion that Yassin Abubakar has blanked the commission, and Sir David, who is chairing the commission, said the government should look at similar legislation in Canada in its review of the current act. The government should give very serious consideration to reforming the Commission of Inquiries Act. He said a useful precedent may be found in the Canadian legislation, adding it is all very frustrating because of the absence of Abubakar. One is tempted to feel a sense of letdown. He said some people would come to the conclusion that the commission was a waste of time, but he would not share that view. At least 24 people, including one government legislator, Leo Des Vines, were killed when Yassin Abubakar led 114 members of his Muslim group in coordinated attacks on the parliament and Trinidad and Tobago television station in his attempt to overthrow the then-ruling National Alliance for Reconstruction, NAR, administration on July 27, 1990. Bakar later appeared on television and announced that the government had been overthrown and that he was negotiating with the Trinidad and Tobago Defense Force. He called for calm and said that there should be no looting. After 6 days of negotiation, the insurgents surrendered on August 1st and were taken into custody. They were tried for treason, but the Court of Appeal upheld the amnesty offered to secure their surrender, and they were released. And internationally, the UN General Assembly's annual meeting starts on Tuesday with a focus on talks between Iranian and U.S. officials and the Syria crisis. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will meet diplomats, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, to discuss Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Kerry will also seek to iron out differences over Syria with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The two men will try to resolve their their stances on how to ensure Syria hands over its chemical weapons. Earlier this month, Russia and the US agreed a deal under the terms of which Syria's chemical weapons arsenal must be eliminated by mid-2014. However, differences have since emerged over whether the deal should be enforced by a UN resolution under Chapter 7 of the organization's charter, which would authorize sanctions and the use of force. The meeting, including Mr. Jarif and Mr. Kerry, is due to take place on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York and will discuss the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. Iran insists it is a peaceful program, but Western countries suspect it is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. The meeting will be attended by foreign ministers from the other four permanent UN Security Council members: Britain, China, France, and Russia. And that concludes this morning's news, but first a recap of the morning headlines. In local headlines, countdown is on to UWP 25th anniversary celebration, says party leader Lennox Linton. From the region, Abu Bakr is a no-show at Commission of Inquiry. And internationally, Iran and Syria to dominate UN Assembly. Once again, the morning news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, J. Astafan & Company Limited, Digicel, and Fresh Vitamins. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Karen Moise.